Rabbi Olshin, he has this peda that you should leave from the Beis Medrash. Apparently he doesn't mean the whole yeshiva should leave from the Beis Medrash, but someone from the yeshiva should leave from the Beis Medrash. So to be kind that the real way to leave, because what's the pshat? I once spoke about this. When you leave from yeshiva, you don't leave from yeshiva. You take yeshiva with you. And there's no better way than to go out, go home for Pesach, or go for Pesach somewhere, than to take with you the Bris Kerov and Arbakaisis. Because without the Bris Kerov and Arbakaisis, as I told someone else,
you're not a Jew.
You're not experiencing Pesach. You haven't experienced Pesach unless you know the Shtickle Torah. Okay. Now, another short hakdama, which we'll throw out as a shayla, to keep in mind, for those of you who were in Rabbi Shmuel's little chabura this morning, not here, but those of you who were in Rabbi Shmuel's chabura this morning, so you guys almost finished the whole brisker of, so you might be able to answer the question. But if you have the answer, I don't want you to say it yet, I want you to think about it, keep it in mind, until the end. Hopefully we'll get there. If Soloveitchik said over a historical footnote to this Shtickel Torah, which, again, some say this is maybe the most famous Shtickel Torah of the Bris Kerov in his Sefer. I mean, Shmuela is still upset about the Shtickel Torah and Mahajim and Mahajim and Sitzin, Shein Ma'akvin. But this may be the more famous Shtickel Torah of the Bris Kerov in Sefer, the one in Abacaisus. But not so many people know the historical background of this Shtickel Torah. In the Siach HaGrid Agada, which was published by Rav Aaron Lichtenstein's son, Rav Yitzchak Lichtenstein, his grandson, he says, in the name of the Rav, that there was the following situation. Rav Soloveitchik and his brother, the Brisker Rav, were spending Pesach together, and it was during the years of World War I. Okay? In World War I, it was in Russia, and in Khaslavich. First of all, people were...
Rav Soloveitchik's brother was a
Bris Kerov?
That's good.
No, Soloveitchik's father's brother.
So you said Rav
Soloveitchik said that his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the Rav of Khaslavich, was spending Pesach with the Bris Kerov. Okay, and had the following dilemma. The dilemma was, it was World War I. People didn't have that much food to begin with beforehand. People were very, very poor. They were living in some little town in Khaslavich. Not exactly sure what they had over there. They surely did not have Walmart. So they had the following issue. They could either pool their money and buy one bottle of wine, which would be enough for one of them to have arbakosos, shaliayin, or they could use that same amount of money and buy, let's say, tea. Could buy tea. And everyone could drink four cups of tea. They could drink four cups of tea. Maybe vodka. Well, vodka is chametz. So, unless you get potato vodka. Whatever it was. They could get chamar medina. Let's call it tea. And everyone could have tea. So what's better to do? Is it better for one person to drink four cups of wine, or for everyone to be yotzei by drinking tea? That was the shayla, and because they had the shayla, they said, learn the sugya. And as a result, they were mechadish, according to the Rav, this shtickel Torah together. They were mechadish and the shtickel Torah together, but it's known as the Bris Kerov shtickel Torah. He published it. So the Bris Kerov starts off with the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Ches in the Beis. Very famous Gemara, which Rabbi Yudin was very kind to put it for us up on the board. The Gemara says on Kuf Ches in the Beis, Omar Rabbi Yudah Mashmul, Arba Kais Salalu, Sarech Shihei Vahem Kedem Zigas Kais Yofre. The Gemara says, when you drink four cups of wine, this is Takan de Rabbanah, that you have to drink four cups of wine. Bilel HaSeder, you have to dilute them in the appropriate proportion, that it should be mixed evenly and it should be pleasant to drink. Says the Gemara, okay, Rashi and the Rashbam explain exactly what the proportion is. Basically, the proportion is that you should have three parts water for one part wine. Says the Gemara further, Shoson chai yotza. Shoson the basachas yotza. Hishkemehen the bonavu bnei beisa yotza. So Rabbi Yehuda quoted the halacha in the name of Shmuel, three cases, and he had the following din. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, if you drink the wine, ideally the chachila, you have to dilute the wine in four cups in such a fashion that it should be pleasant to drink. The day mezigas kaisi ofer. However, said Shmuel, shosan chai, if you drank it and it was undiluted, you're yotze. He didn't explain exactly what you're yotze. Pashup shat you're yotze. I'm a kaisi. That's what Shmuel says. Then he says, if you drink all of them in one shot, you're yotze. If you gave them to your children to drink, you're also yotze. So Shmuel's statement is a little bit cryptic. It's a little enigmatic. It's not so clear. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava. I skipped a second. Shoson chai yotze. If you drank it undiluted, you're yotze. What does that mean? Omar Rava, Yidei Yayin Yotza, Yidei Cherus Lo Yotza. You Yotze, the din of drinking four cups of wine, but you were not Yotze, the din of Cherus, because since these cups are undiluted wine, so it's not such an enjoyable experience, it's not something that you enjoy, so you Yotze Yayin, but you're not Yotze Cherus. Cherus means that you're expressing freedom. You feel like a free person. A free person, he drinks good wine. He doesn't drink very strong, highly concentrated wine. So you are not Yotze Cheirus. Shosam Basachas. We're going right now with the Girsa of the Gemara, the way it appears in our Gemara, which is the Girsa of Rashi and the Rashbam. Says the Gemara further, Shosam Basachas, if you drank all four cups at once. So here there's a machlokas, an important machlokas, which maybe we'll get back to if we have time, between Rashi and the Rashbam. What's the case of shasun vasachas? What does it mean you drank four cups at once? Says Rashi, the case is you had a big, giant kosher Eliyahu HaNavi, and you poured in it the amount of wine that you were going to drink in four cups in, and you drank it. That's very, very difficult, Rashi's chat, because as the Rashbam says, who cares that it was so much wine, which is enough for four cups? Lamaisa, you put it into one cup and you drank it as kiddush. So how could you be yotze? Of course you're not yotze dalet kaisis. Of course you're not yotze dalet kaisis. What's the kiddush? So the Rashbam says, no, the case is, and this is what we work with, the Rashbam's chat, is you drank four independent cups, but you didn't drink them in the proper sequence. You didn't drink them at the right intervals. You drank one after the other, four cups. Like kiddush, you drank four cups of wine. So says the Gemara, in this case, shasim vasachas, if you drank four cups one after the other, rav omar yidei yayin yotza, your yotze, the mitzvah of wine, yidei arbakosos lo yotza. You're not yotze, the mitzvah of drinking four cups. So if you take a look here, in the Rashbam, okay, it's the bottom of the page, Rashi's grandson, Yidei Yayin Yotza, the second Hebrew Maskil, if you have that Rashbam. Rashbam says, what does it mean, Yidei Yayin Yotza, the second case? Mishum Simchas Yomtiv. You Yotze, the din of drinking wine on Yomtiv, of being happy on Yomtiv. Kinitana Lekamon, Vesamachta Bechagelcha B'Vam B'Samcha B'Yayin. There's a general mitzvah on Yomtiv to drink wine, because of the din of Vesamachta Bechagelcha. So in this case, you drank four cups of diluted wine. So it was diluted in the right proportion, it's enjoyable, it's pleasant to drink. Says the Rashbam, you yotze the mitzvah of Yayin. What does that mean, you yotze the mitzvah of Yayin? You yotze simchas yomtiv, you yotze the mitzvah of being samecha yomtiv, but you are not yotze dalet kaisis. What does it mean you're not yotze dalet kaisis? It's because since you drank them back to back, you didn't drink them in the right place, so it doesn't count as drinking four cups of wine. You're not yotze the mitzvah de rabbanon of drinking four cups of wine. That's how the Rashbam learns that case. Okay, let's see a little further in the Gemara. It says the Gemara Ishkemehen, Libonov Ulubnei Beso Yotza. If he gave from the four cups of wine to his children and members of his household to drink, he's yotze. Omer Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak, said Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Vuhu de Ishti Ruba de Kasa, as long as. There's a question here, how do you read this line? How do you translate it? How do you translate it? Hu de ishti ruba de kasa? So there are two ways to learn. One way to learn hu de ishti ruba de kasa is as long as he drank rov kos, if the balabais drank rov kos and he shared afterwards with the remnants of his cup to the members of his household, then he's yotze because he drank rov kos of four cups. The other way to learn, which we'll see, we'll get back to this, the other way to learn is hu de ishti ruba de kasa, is that even if he himself, the balabais, did not drink the majority of the cup, but all together with all the people around the table taking a little sip, a majority of the cup was drunk, then you yotze. So that's the machlokes rishonim, how to read the Gemara. So we have here in the Gemara two basic cases that we're going to focus on, and the machlokes between the Rashbam and Rashi on the one hand, and the Rambam and the Riff on the other, how to learn the din and the case. So, if you look at the board, Rabbi Yudim wrote it for us on the board. The first case is Shosan Chai. If you drank four cups of undiluted wine, the din is your Yotze. What are you Yotze, says Rava? Your Yotze, the mitzvah of Yayin. You de Yayin Yotze, you de Cherus Lo Yotze. Now, if you take a look in the Rashi says on the top, what does it mean yidei yayin yotza? Sheshosa arba kosos. So in that case, you drank four cups of undiluted wine. You were yotze the mitzvah, says Rashi, of drinking four cups of wine. But you're not yotze cheres. What does it mean you're not yotze cheres? Says Rashi, kiloimar ein zu mitzvah shlema. Did not do the mitzvah in a complete fashion. Because you didn't drink enjoyable wine. You drank concentrated, very, very heavily concentrated wine. So you were yotze drinking four cups. It is wine, even though it's undiluted. It's still wine, and you were yotze drinking four cups of wine. But on the other hand, you're not yotze cheirus, because it's not such an enjoyable experience. So it's an incomplete mitzvah. That's how Rashi learns, and the Rashbam as well. If you take a look at the Rashbam, the first one, yidei yayin yotze, the first Rashbam, it's going on that first case. Maybe we can turn on the air conditioning in here. Is it possible?
Nope.
Doesn't work?
No.
Window.
Okay, but say, I don't know. I'm getting a little warm. Some of you guys also. Says the Rashbam, what does it mean you yotze yayin? Sheshosa dalim kaisis. You drank four cups of what? But you take care of yotze again, says the Rashbam, like Rashi. Ein zu mitzvah shlema. It's not a complete mitzvah. She'en chashivus elo b'yayin mazul. Because it's only considered to really be an act of cheirus, I'm drinking chashiva wine, if it was diluted wine. Okay? So we have, according to Rashi and the Rashbam, in the first case, you're yotze in the midst of drinking four cups, because you drank four cups of wine, but you're not yotze cheirus. That's in the first case. What about the second case? So the second case is shosam v'basachas. There, Rashi says, Rashi doesn't comment on what it means today, yayin yotze. So the Rashbam says, yidei yayin yotze means simchas yomtiv, right? Simchas yomtiv. You mind just yidei yayin yotze on the top case is dalid kosos. In the top case, dalid kosos, right? And the bottom one, it's not a mitzvah shlema. Okay, you got it. Shlok. That's the way Rashi learns. In that case, is simchas yomtiv. Right, he's yotze simchas yomtiv, but it was there's no kiyum of arba kosos because he didn't drink four cups in the right way. So he's not yotze b'chlal arba kosos. He was only yotze simchas yomtiv. That's the way Rashi and Rashbam learn the Gemara.
They have a difficulty.
Arba kosos.
He's not yotze dalet kosos, lo yotze.
The difficulty is that the Gemara uses the same exact lashon.
The Gemara uses the same lashon, so
and it
says.
Means two
correct and a chanami. That's true, but yeah. Tosto says we have to say that in the second case, when the Gemara uses the term yidei yayin yotza, it doesn't mean what we meant earlier because it says black and white. Arba kosos lo yotza. So Tosto says it's referring to simchas yom. Okay, let's move on from Rashi and Rashbam. Yes.
Why can't we understand that yidei yayin yotza? By the first case is also you're not yotze dal koso, but you're just yotze simchas yom tov. So that the two cases.
Because Rashi and Rashbam don't learn that; they say black and white.
Does, because it's weird. I have the same problem with Edward that the same language is used for different understandings.
Right? It's possible. We'll see. But Rashi and Rashtan say explicitly.
Right.
Yideya and Yotze means a Yotze drinking four cups. Because, well, nice, you drank four cups of wine. It doesn't have to be diluted in order to be Yotze, the basic mitzvah of drinking four cups of wine. But there's another element, another part of the mitzvah, that experience of drinking four cups of wine has to demonstrate freedom. That you didn't fulfill if it was undiluted. But the basic din of drinking four cups of wine, you fulfill, according to Rashi and Rashban. Comes now the Rambam and the Rif. Okay, if you want to see the Lashon of the Rif and the Rambam inside, you can look at the Brisk Rav, he quotes it, or on the Mekoro sheet. So the Rif says, Omer Yudim HaShmol, Shasan Chai Yotza. In the first case, you drank diluted wine, you Yotze. What does it mean, you Yotze? Yidei Arbakosos. Like Rashi. You Yotze, the mitzvah of drinking four cups of wine. Okay, that first case, he learns the same as Rashi. But, lo yotza, yidei
kheiros. He changes the words, so that he doesn't have the contradiction.
Well, he changed the words that instead of saying yidei yayin, he changed it to dalet kosos.
Right.
But in terms of the pshat, what does it mean? You're yotze, the mitzvah of drinking four cups. Now, the second case, shasam b'basachas, this is the case that we're going to focus on. This is a little more problematic. Says the Rif, and the Rambam learns the same way. Shasam b'basachas, if you drank four cups of wine consecutively, one after the other, not in the right place, says the Rif, yotza yidei cheirus. You're yotze the din of cheirus, of experiencing freedom by drinking four cups, l'chora. But you are not Yotze in the midst of drinking four cups. So, the Rif is a little bit incoherent. It's not very unclear. Because, l'chora, if you learn, like we said, from the Rashbam, so in the second case of Shasim Vasachas, the Gemara used the Lashon, the Deyayin Yotze. What does it mean, Yidei Yayin Yotza? You Yotze a different din of Simchas Yomtiv, but Arba Kosos, you weren't Yotze B'chlat. You're not Yotze at all. Four cups of wine when you drink four cups, one after the other, consecutively, without saying the brachas and doing it in the right place. So that makes sense. But according to the way the Rif explains the Ginnin and the Gemara, you're Yotze Cheres. That means we're talking about a certain aspect that is part of the mitzvah of drinking four cups of wine. Cheirus is not like an independent din. Stop cheirus. Cheirus is part of how you fulfill the mitzvah of dalet kaisis. It's to drink it in a way that experiences cheirus. So says the Rif, you drank here four cups of diluted wine, but you didn't drink them in the right order, wasn't done in the right intervals. Says the Rif, the way he reads the Gemara, you're yotze cheirus, means you enjoyed yourself, but you're not Yotze Dalet Kaisis. So l'chora, you're not Yotze Cheirus either. Because the din of Cheirus is not an independent halacha stam. You should act like a free person. You know, I don't know, say the national anthem. You'll also be Yotze Cheirus. The din when we say Yotze Cheirus is that you're Yotze the way of fulfilling Cheirus by drinking four cups of wine. So how can you say in the same breath, but you're not Yotze Arba Kaisis? What does it mean exactly? What exactly is the Rif saying? Yes?
We learned that you take Herut of the first cup, you Yotze.
But it's talking about all four.
No, why? No. So,
the
second aspect is telling you, you take Arba Kaisis lo Yotze.
What does that mean?
Get there yet.
Okay.
So
in the end, you only Yotze one cup, but you were Yotze it, you take with the Herut. That's the way we learned it at the beginning.
Really? Why?
But I mean, in that regard, can you say, like, with lulav and etrog, right, you need all four, right?
Wouldn't this be a problem with Mr. Shlema?
Right.
Wouldn't this be a problem with Mr. Shlema?
That it's not a Mr. Shlema.
Rashi and the Rashbam learned that Cheirus is one big mitzvah.
It's part of the mitzvah of Arbakos, so it's to drink it, Derech Cheirus. That's the Pashup Shah, it's to drink it, Derech Cheirus. So what does it mean, you Yotze Cheirus? But you're not Yotze
Arbakos. What's the
problem with Arbakos? You never Yotze anything with one cup of wine. Let's say you have one cup with Cheres. What do you Yotze? There's no mitzvah of one cup of wine with Cheres.
Chai Otov.
What?
What do you mean? For that one cup, you were yotze.
It's arba cup.
That's not yidei
cheros. Cheros doesn't mean yotze b'chas yontif.
No, yidei cheros is not
cheros. Maybe yayin is not. What does it mean? What do you yotze?
It means when I drank this cup, I did a kitikna, and it's yidei.
So what? What is your big deal?
Arba cup is four separate mitzvahs, not one.
Not true.
All arba cups. That's how they're viewing it.
You do it the proper way. So this says you did it the proper way.
Why is it saying arba cup?
What are you yotze?
This is not the way.
Not the conventional way.
That's the Pasha Chat in the Briskero and the Red Feldrama.
I wasn't saying from the other Briskero, but I said
no, no, we got the other Briskero if we have time.
Don't look at that clock. That clock does not work.
We have 20 minutes. Okay.
Briskero's going to agree with us.
We'll see. So the Briskerov brings down a Meiridika Tosis. Very famous Tosis, which needs actually a lot of Ian, which we don't have the time for. Tosis, in the beginning of Arvid Tzachim, points out a diuk in the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Arvid Tzachim Samach Lamincha, Yechol Nashatash, and then it says, Afil Onish B'Yisrael, Yechol Hachi Yesev, Va'afilu Min HaTamchui, that a poor person, I'm sorry, V'lo Yifchusu, I skipped the most important line. So the Mishnah says that even a very poor person who only has enough food for two meals a day, and therefore he's entitled to take from the public soup kitchen, he has to have a minimum of four cups of wine. So Tosfos is medayik, the language of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, he should have a minimum of four cups. Says Tosfos, what do you mean? He's a poor person, he's living in Meishar, and he's got a big family, 15 kids. Only he gets four cups of wine? He's got a big family. He's got a bar mitzvah on them. Everyone should get four cups of wine. Says to us, mashma tzas. It's mashma from the Lashon of the Mishnah. That ain't chanami. You give only the balabas. When you're giving tzedakah, you only have to provide for the balabayit. He should have four cups of wine. And what says to us those? And he will be motzi the others with his four cups. I understand, what is this? This is the Sephardi minig of lighting Hanukkah candles. The boss lights for everyone else. Says Tosfos, and this is logical. Demaishnoa arakaisis mikiddish, the kolashana, sheechon motzi es kulam. Says Tosis, makes sense. Only the Baal HaBayit needs four cups of wine. Why? Because think about it. There's a mitzvah of Kiddush every Friday night. Does every single person make Kiddush and drink the Kiddush cup? No! The Baal HaBayit makes the bracha and he drinks the Kiddush cup. And everyone else is Yotze. So says those folks, just like by Kiddush, only the Baal HaBayit has to make Kiddush. And everyone else is Yotze, their view of Kiddush. Even though they're not drinking the cups, so too by Arba Tosis, says Tosis, just give four cups of wine to the Baal HaBayit, and he will be motzi everyone else with Dalet Tosis. So this Tosis is sensational! What? Sensational Tosis!
I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense whatsoever!
It's Miduyak in the Gemara.
It may be Miduyak from the Losh in the Gemara, but it has to make sense! What in the world is the Svara? What in the world is the svara that by Arba Kaisvis I could be motzi you in drinking four cups of wine? Look, it's a mitzvah to drink four cups of wine. Chazal were misakin that you have to drink four cups of wine. Every person has to drink four cups of wine, including women, including children, if they reach the age of chinuch, according to one andama, they have to drink four cups of wine. So what does that mean? I could drink four cups of wine myself, personally, and you are yotze. That doesn't make any sense. Can I put on tefillin for you? I can't put on tefillin for you. I can't. Maybe I can light candle candles for you. But pashtus is a din. I have to do myself. I have to drink the cups myself. What's Tosfos saying? Oh, it's logical. It's like Kiddush. Sed Reb Chaim. You see from Tosfos a Meiridika Yisoid Kiddush that the mitzvah of Arba Kaisis, according to Tosfos, is not to drink four cups of wine, because if that were the case, I cannot be motzi you. The mitzvah is a din of saying four brachas on a cup of wine. It's a mitzvah of a kosher bracha that there are four brachas that you have to recite on a cup of wine. The first bracha is kiddush. That's the first cup. The second cup is the bracha of Asher Goalanu and the whole Magid. Has to be recited over a cup of wine. The third is Birchas Hamazon. And the fourth is the bracha of the Alanucha for Hallel, the end of the Hallel. Those four brachas have to be recited on four cups. And according to the Isis, the mitzvah is really a mitzvah of bracha ala kais. It's to recite a bracha on a cup of wine. Out of kais, this is not a din. In shtiyas kais, it's not a halacha. According to the Isis, to drink four cups, it's a din of reciting four brachas on a cup. So says now Tosfos, very geshmak. Just like by Kiddush. What's pshat? I can be mighty see you in Kiddush. Because by Kiddush, the halacha is not to drink a cup of Kiddush. The mitzvah of Kiddush is kadshehu, zachrei malayayin. It's a din of making a bracha. Mekadesh HaShabbos. So I can be mighty see you through the concept of Shemei Kohanim. You hear, you're listening to a bracha. Shemei Kohanim, you have kavanah to be yotzei. I have kavanah to be mighty you. Shemei Kohanim, I'm mighty you. So do, says Reb Chaim, Tosfos is learning, Abba Kaisis is also not a din to drink four cups of wine, it's a din to hear four brachas that were recited on a cup of wine. So therefore, I might see you.
How does that show individual chedus though?
We're not up to chedus. We're not up to chedus. We're not up to chedus. If I am, it's a good point when you're raising, but Tosfos said Reb Chaim, right now, the world of Tosfos. Tosfos holds the din of Dalet Kaisis is not a din to drink. It's a din to recite a bracha ala kais. Says the Brisker Rav that he has another raya to Reb Chaim. He has another raya to Reb Chaim. What's the second raya to Reb Chaim? To Reb Chaim's understanding of this yisoid, this chiddush, that Dalet Kaisis is not a mitzvah of shtiyas kais. It's not a mitzvah to drink four cups. It's a mitzvah to make four brachas on a cup. Says the Brisker Rav, I have a second raya. The raya is with Kideger. In Kideger, there's a din in Shulchan Aruch, Machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reishayin Aleph, which is found on your Makoros sheet on the first page, in Reishayin Aleph, Sif Yud Dalet. There's Machlokes in Hilchas Kiddush. Between, I'm not sure if I get the sheet this straight, I think it's between Tosfos and the Rosh. Yeah. Machlokes between Tosfos and the Rosh. What's the halacha by Kiddush? We know, in general, by a kosher bracha, whenever you're making a bracha on a cup, let's say by Sheva brachas, for example, by Kiddush, there's a din of Hamavorech Tzorech Shigitoy. This halacha, the person who made a bracha on the cup, he has to taste from the cup of wine, otherwise you're not doing the mitzvah properly of Kiddush. Hamavorech Tzorech Shigitoy. Now, Rashi says in Erevin that din of Hamavorech Tzorech Shigitoy is only because it's a gnayu, the bracha, it's a gnay for the bracha. If you make a bracha on a cup of wine, no one drinks from it. So it's a din in the kosher bracha, someone has to taste from the cup. Someone has to taste from the cup. Question is as follows. What is the amount of wine, in general, that kiddush, that you need to drink to taste from the cup in order to be otzei?
You said
then
you said anyone.
Because that, Mara says anyone. That's what Rashi points out. It's only a gnai for the cup that no one tasted from it, so anyone can taste from it.
Anything.
Now, the shear is you have to drink a mole lugmov. That's
right.
That's the shear. The question is, who has to drink a mole lugmov? So it's Machlokes Rishon. Two shitas. I don't remember who says what. The Rosh holds.
The Baal Bayit has to drink a rubber
beet. And Tosfos says that we can start.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So according to the Rosh, which is the first opinion there in the Shulchan Aruch, that only one of the people around the table, either the Mekadesh or someone else, has to drink a Mali Lugmav. Yeah, in order for you to be yotzei. The second opinion is no. Everyone all together could drink a Mali Lugmav. Now we're talking again about Kiddush. If they combined, if in other words, every person took a tiny sip of wine, if all together that combines to this amount of a Mali Lugmav, a cheekful, so then you yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush. Says the Gra and the Birat Gra, what's the source for this din? What's the source of that opinion that holds that you yotze if everyone drinks together, says the Gra. The source is our Gemara. That they learned the Gemara when the Gemara says, Hishke mehen lebanav uvnei beso, by Dalit Kaisis, yotze, v'hu v'ishni, v'hu kasa. Tosos learns, that Shita learns, that what it means is, not if he drank the majority of the cup, and then he shared the rest with everyone around the table, you yotze, because he drank the majority of the cup. No, the pshat is, if everyone all together drank a majority of the cup, then you're yotze, and it's a mafurish gemara, then you could be yotze if everyone joins together and taking a little sip, and that's the start for the shir. Says the briskerov, the chayra, what in the world is the gra comparing the din in Hilchas Kiddush of Amavarich Tzarek Shiyita, and where we have a shir of a Mali Lovmov, to the din of Abakaisis? What's the comparison? L'chora, these two things are completely unrelated. By Kiddush, there's a halacha that it's a kosher bracha, you have to make a bracha on a cup. And there's a side halacha that you have to taste on the cup, because otherwise it's embarrassing for the cup. How much do you need to taste? You have to taste a cheekful. And there, Tosfos holds that you can combine everyone's sip to have a shear of a te'ima from the cup. But l'chora, over here by Arakosos, kipshuto, if you don't look the way it would be, conventional to think of is that it's a din to drink the cups. So what's the comparison to Kiddush? How can you say, oh, here everyone's taking a sip together, so it joins together, that's considered that you drank the cups. The Teretz is, says that certainly wouldn't work for drinking the cups. Right? If everyone takes a little sip and they drank all together the majority of the cup, if the mitzvah was you have to drink four cups of wine, so no one drank four cups of wine. Everyone only drank a sip. So how are you going to say Dalit Kaisis? So how could the Gemara say, according to the Gra, we're learning out from this Gemara that just like everyone can take a little sip and join together for din of Abakosos, so too by Kiddush, everyone can take a little sip and that joins together to be Yotze Kiddush. Says the Biskirov, it's Mukhrach from this Gra, that the Gra understands according to Tosfos, that the din of Dalit Kaisis is not a din of drinking four cups, but rather it's a halacha of a kosher bracha. And therefore, there's a side now din that you have to taste from it. So you're yotze the din of kosher bracha by everyone tasting and all together you reach the shir. Says the briskura. So according to this, we established, fi toisvis, it's a din in bracha lakos. Says the briskura of
Eiter. The Shulchanach and Tosfot are holding different socks. So how do you reconcile that?
The Rosh also agrees.
The Rosh agrees to this sheet of...
He says, Behu de Ishtei Rubi de Kosa means the Mevarech drank Rova Kosa.
Yeah, and Tosfot was saying that the Shmira is what matters, and the Mevarech doesn't drink most of the Kosa.
According to Tosfos, the din is that you have to make a Kosh of Bracha, you have to make a Bracha on a cup, by Kiddush, and also by Dalit Kaisis. And therefore, we learn out, just like by Dalit Kaisis, the Gemara says that it joins together what everyone took a little sip from, that the cup was drunk from,
but
you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of drinking four cups in that case, when everyone took a little sip.
Yeah, but Tosfos...
So you can learn it out, it's a Kiddush.
But Tosfos specifically said that the Mevarech has to be motzi everybody. And Shulchan Aruch is saying that, no, you can have someone else besides the Mevarech drink it.
No, Tosfos doesn't say.
He says the Mevarech is motzi everybody.
No, but the shita of everyone taking a little sip, that's a shita of Tosfos, that everyone takes a sip by Kiddush.
That doesn't seem like on the Tosfos in our...
He's saying the first Tosfos, that Tosfos had it sad by Kiddush.
He was saying by Kiddush the Mevarech only, and he has to be in motzi everybody.
But who drinks from it?
He could be.
Who drinks from it?
But he agrees that if they all drank, it would be yotze. One person makes the bracha, because it's a din of bracha, the mitzvah is to make a bracha on the cup. Therefore, I could make Kiddush for you, and you're yotze, but now there's a side requirement that someone has to taste from the cup, a cheekful. So Tosfos says everyone all together can join for that cheekful.
Okay, fine, so it's only on the
drinking
bracha,
from the cup.
On the bracha itself.
Yeah.
Says the Briskerov,
so the chayr, according to this, we're arguing that the mitzvah of Dalit Kaisis is not a mitzvah of Shtia, but it's really only a mitzvah of Brach HaLakos. Says the Biskrav, but the truth is that's not the case. That's not the entire story. Because he says, there's a machlokes in the Rishonim, how much do you need to drink by Arbakosos? What's the shear that you need to drink to be Yotzei Dalit Kaisis? What's the shear? How much wine do you need to drink? By Kiddush, the halacha is you have to drink a shear of a male lugmav, a cheekful. That's considered tasting from the cup. Toso says in Psachim, two places, that amount of wine, which is a cheekful of wine, is roiv of a revius. I think a revius is 3.9 ounces or something like that. What? I don't know the exact shear. 3.5 ounces. So roiv of a revius, Tosa says, that's the size of a cheekful for an odom beinoni, for an average person. An average person, his cheekful is that amount of wine. That's what you have to drink both for Kiddush and for Dalet Kosis. But Tosa says, let's say you had a person who was Oleg Melech HaBashon, he was a giant. He had a very, very big mouth. So he would have to drink more wine to have his cheek full. Okay, that's the sheet of Tosis. However, the Brisker Rav is Medayik in the Rambam, and he quotes the Shulchan Aruch, who quotes the Ramban, that when it comes to Arba Kosos, the shear is not a shear of Mole Lugmav, but rather it's a shear of Roiv Kos. You have to drink the majority of the cup. And the Ramban goes so far as to say that let's say you have a big cup. Okay, you have a very big cup. And it has in it a couple of reviuses. Not just one revius. You have to drink the majority of that cup in order to be Yotzei, the din of Dalet Kosis. Says the Brisker Rav, you see clearly that conceptually the Rambam and Ramban argue with Tosos in terms of how you define the mitzvah of Dalet Kosis. Because if the mitzvah of Dalet Kosis is like Kiddush, just to make a brach on a cup, so the shear should be like Kiddush, that you just have to taste of the cup so as not to, so to speak, embarrass the cup. And what is that shear? The shear is a mole lugmav, like you have in Kala Torah Kula. So that should be the shear by Arba Kosis too. The fact that the Rambam and Ramban say that, yeah, and there's a special requirement by Arba Kosos of drinking the majority of the cup, that's an indication, says the Brisker Rav, that here it's a fundamentally different mitzvah according to the Rambam and Ramban. It's different than Kiddush. Here the mitzvah is fundamentally to drink 4 cups of wine so as to express cheres. Therefore, you have to drink the majority of the cup. That's called drinking 4 cups. And if you have big cups, you have to drink the majority of what's in the cup. That's why there are people who are makbid to use smaller cups in order not to run into problems that they have to drink the whole cup. So says the Brisker Rav that there's two dinim. There's two dinim according to the Rambam. There's a din of bracha lakos, and there's a din of drinking 4 cups of wine. Vizeh, says the Brisker Rav, now we can explain pshat in the girsa of the Gemara and the Rif, and according to the Rambam. Says as follows. There's two dinim. There's a din of bracha lakos. And then there's another halacha of drinking 4 cups in a way that you're experiencing and demonstrating freedom. So in the first case of the Gemara, let's go back to, we'll start from the second case. The second case of the Gemara, shason bebasachas, when you drank 4 cups of diluted wine consecutively, one after the other, not in the right intervals, so we said the Rif says you're Yotzei Cheirus, but you're not Yotzei Dalet Kosos. Our question was, that seems to be like an inherent contradiction. How can you say you're Yotzei Cheirus, but you're not Yotzei Dalet Kosos? The whole mitzvah of Dalet Kosos is to drink 4 cups of wine in a way of Cheirus. Says the Brisker Rav, no! There are two dinim of Dalet Kosos. There's a din of Dalet Kosos of Koshal Bracha. You have to make 4 brachas on a cup of wine. And then there's another din of drinking 4 cups of wine in a way that experiences freedom. So says the Brisker Rav, in this case, when you drank 4 cups consecutively, it was diluted wine. So in terms of cheirus, it was good, it was enjoyable, it was very geschmack. So you yotzei cheirus, what does that mean yotzei cheirus? You yotzei the din of shtias dalet kosis. You yotzei the halacha of drinking 4 cups of wine. But when it says they are the kaisis lo yotza, it means you weren't yotzei the requirement of arba brachos ala kais. You didn't say 4 brachos ala kais. you decided right after Kiddush that you're going to drink now another 3 cups of wine. You didn't, you skipped the bracha of Asher Galanu, Berachas Amos, and then Avayah Halalucha. So you didn't get the kiyum of bracha Salakos. You did kiyum of drinking 4 cups of wine, or 4 cups of wine, Derek Harris. Not just the first cup. All 4 cups were Derek Harris. There is no kiyum in just 1 cup, Derek Harris. There's a kiyum of 4 cups, Derek Harris, which you were yotze. But you were not yotze the din of Kosha Bracha, yes.
So therefore, can I now take my other 3 cups and the chatchila use yayin chayit?
What do you mean? I let me think the question. Your other 3 cups, yayin chayit. Yayin chai is
because
you drank now 4 cups and you yotze derech cheres. You could maybe tie it then, yeah.
Or you could tie
no, it. No, or you could tie it. No, that the din of bracha ala kais has to be a kaisho bracha, which is also kais cheres.
So what's the pshat? You dey cheres yotze only on 1 cup.
Okay, can say could be. Says the Brisker Rav, another nafkamina between the Rambam and Tosfos, it comes out from the sugya, is that the Gemara says that you have to dilute the cups. So how do you have to dilute the cups? So Tosfos says that you dilute it the same way you dilute a regular kosher bracha. Tosfos says, what's the special din that you have to dilute the cup? Every kosher bracha you have to put some water into it. So Tosfos says it has to be diluted, but not diluted. It has to be diluted according to the same way that you dilute a regular kosher bracha. The Rambam says differently. The Rambam's language, if you turn to the last page of the Brisker Rav,
however you like,
page 16, right-hand column, about 15 lines down in the middle, he quotes the Rambam, Perek Zayin, right-hand column, Perek Zayin, Hilchos Chametz Tumata, Halacha Tes. Says the Rambam, Zeh L'shoinoi, Arba Koisis Ha'elu, Sorech Limzog Otan, Kidei Shetehei Shtiyosan Areva, Hakoy Lefi Ayayin, Ulefi Dash Hasoyse. So the Rambam says that these 4 cups of wine, when you dilute it, he doesn't say it should be diluted the same proportion that you dilute in a regular kosher bracha. The Rambam says you have to make sure that it's enjoyable, it's pleasant for the person who's drinking it. Everything, it's a subjective thing. It depends on the wine, depends on the person who's drinking the wine. Whatever is going to be pleasant for him to drink, that's how you have to dilute the wine.
He doesn't hold like that by Kiddush?
No. Don't think so. Okay. This is where the Medayik from, some of the, I didn't go into this, but right. I know that the Medayik, some of the later places can discuss this. What about drinking grape juice for Dalit Kosos at the Seder? So one of the Rayas that you could is this Rambam, but the Rambam says that it has to be Shtiyosan Areva. It has to be something that is pleasant for you.
That's not Simcha.
Okay, I'm not getting into the issue of grape juice
celebration.
You know, there are those who Chaznish held you can drink grape juice, or Salvechik held you can drink grape juice.
I understand.
Much as I think held you can't. Held you need wine.
I understand that. I still understand Quantitas for Rabbi. How one person drinks.
Because according to Tosos, the mitzvah we're saying is not the drinking. The mitzvah is fundamentally the bracha ala kais.
It still has it.
Two minutes.
As far as Chidut has
it. Okay, Jacob, we want to get back to the Shaila. Okay, so it's all been established that there's a machlokes between the Rambam and Tosos. How to understand the mitzvah of Dalit Kaisis. Is the mitzvah a din of Kaisal Bracha, or is it a din of drinking 4 cups? Now let's go back to the question we had. What is better to do? Okay? You are the Rav. What are you paskin? What should you do? Should you buy wine for one person, or should you buy everyone Chamar Medina? Now, if you take a look, just one... Hold on 1 second. I'll give you one other fact, and then we'll hear your psak. One other fact is, if you look in the Brisker Rav, he quotes it, that the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Pei Gimel Paskins, a person does not have wine. Famous story with the Beis Halevi, a guy came to him and asked him, could he be Yotze Arba Kosos by drinking milk? So the Beis Halevi said, of course you can. But he gave him like $100 that he should go and buy himself meat for the meal. Because he was asking to have milk, and clearly he's so poor he's not going to afford meat. Mm-hmm. So he gave him money that he should buy.
Shouldn't have milk and meat together.
But let's say a person doesn't have wine available. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that he could drink Chamar Medina and your Yotze. Okay, what's the psak? What do you say? What's better?
If you all like the Rambam,
everybody has a drink.
Because everyone has a drink. But if you all like Tosafot, then you have one guy with one cup, and everyone sits in.
So the Rav disagreed. You're on a good svara. But the pshat is, says the Rav, and it's merumas to this way in the Brisk Rav. What's the pshat in the halacha that if you don't have wine, you can drink now Coca-Cola? You can drink Chamar Medina. Are you being Yotzei the din of Dalit Toysis, of drinking four cups, Bederech Heros? Or no, you're being Yotzei merely the aspect of Koshel Bracha. Says the Brisker Rav, you're Yotzei the aspect only of Koshel Bracha. I mean, you drank Coca-Cola. You didn't drink four cups of wine, Bederech Heros. But you're Yotzei Koshel Bracha, because that's the halacha in general by Koshel Bracha. Let's say, for example, Avdallah. It's a kosher bracha, b'di'evet, you can use Chamar Medina to fulfill the din of a bracha ala kos. It's considered a bracha ala kos. Therefore, says the Brisker Rav, he paskin, and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik paskin, in this case, it's better that only the Baal Bayis should drink wine. Why? Because if we're going to give everyone four cups of Coca-Cola or tea, so then what are we accomplishing? What are they accomplishing?
Everybody's fulfilling only one aspect of the mitzvah of apricots.
Which aspect?
Kosher bracha. Tiat apricotso.
No!
Kosher bracha.
Not tiat apricotso.
And not their fruit.
Kosher bracha.
Why is that apricotso?
Kosher bracha. Exactly.
Bracha. That's the shliat apricotso.
Not the shliat. It's the bracha alakos. Okay, we may be calling the same thing. They're fulfilling the bracha alakos. Good, they're fulfilling the bracha alakos. But in the case where the Baal HaBayis is drinking the wine, he is doing both. He's doing what? He's doing
the din. He got kosher bracha.
Yeah, of kosher bracha and cheres. And if and everyone else is accomplishing what they would through him, what they would have accomplished had they drank the Coca-Cola themselves. What are they getting through him? What are they getting through him?
According to Tosfos and the Rambam. What about the Rambam? Everybody else can do one aspect.
No, but it's better.
According to
that, because they're getting the Rambam, because they're getting
the Rambam. They get that through the Babas.
Yes, they are. Of course they are.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
He's being mostly them in the bracha. They're getting that anyway. So therefore, the Moshe Soloveitchik paskin.
How is that what you said?
For one person to drink four cups of wine. I skipped some parts. You should see inside. Yeah.